Trump wants to build a wall to keep all the immigrants out because most of the crimes are done by immigrants. As far as I know, and as far as I've noticed, all the murders are happening by our own people that are citizens of the United States. He made them to be monsters last night while he spoke for about maybe 7 to 10 minutes, stressing and trying to get us to empathize with what he was saying, which is the absolutely bullshit truth. It's not immigrants that are, and I get it. There are crimes done by people who don't belong here, that are not citizens, that do not work their ass off to live here. But most of the massacres that happen are people from our states that live in our states that are citizens. So if you want to speak about that, you have to speak about it like across the board, across the board. There's a lot of immigrants here that are working their ass off. They work harder than we do because they come from a place that's what they know how to do, survive. We're spoiled. They're not. So they're coming over here to make a living for their families where they're from. They're the hardest working people that I've known and seen. So for him to just kind of generalize and just pick on the immigrants, I am not for it. I found myself getting bored as he spoke. Within 4 minutes, I was just like, all right, next. And this R. Kelly thing, it's horrible and it's monstrous of what he's done. But why has nobody brought it to court? Yes, there has been case, but in Chicago, they're saying that if there's nothing recent after, if nothing has been brought up in the last 4 years, it doesn't stand. You know, it's good to speak out and it's good to make it known. But what is the next step? Why are you not at court banging down their doors to get a case? And maybe there is, maybe there's not. I don't know. But we need to start seeing a case reopened so something can take place. I love R. Kelly as an artist. I think he's amazing. I think he's a genius. I think he's done every genre of music in his career. But I do not condone this activity. And not for nothing, there's a lot of artists out here, hip-hop, rock stars, R&B, that do the same exact thing. It's kind of like, it's become like the way of the music business. There's so much that's going on. Now, I feel like the Me Too with hip-hop is coming out because now Foxy Brown's speaking out about Jay-Z and how she was like 15, a virgin, and he de-virginized her and took her shopping and took her on these sprees just for her to become part of the whole Rockefeller joint. So now this is opening up a whole new can of worms. You know, the Me Too movement attacked the Hollywood and now is about to be on for the hip hop world. So get ready, because I'm sure there's a freaking list of that. I don't know where this world's coming, so I'm just now with it. And for that female that got clemency to get out in August of 2019, when she served many years already being trialed as a 16-year-old who was defending herself against her pimp and got trialed as an adult. Yeah, congratulations that she's getting out. Thank God she's getting out. But now she's on parole for 10 years and she's still going to be there till August of 2019. They need to let her out like right now. And all probation drops. She did enough. She did more than enough by giving her, how many years? Probably 10, because she went in at 16, and I think maybe now she's like in her mid-20s. But she still got to be on probation for 10 more years. Do you know how hard that is? That means for any little thing, she can go right back in. So it's like, you're never free. You're never free. Anyway, I'm going to get myself in line, and it's The Essence right here on Anchor FM. Let me know what you guys think.